You are listening to the audio production of All Things New, Joining God's Story of Recreation by Pete Hughes, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author. Dedicated to B, Benj, Josh, and Olive, thanks for filling my life with joy. I love you more than any words could ever say, and count the adventure of living out this story together as the greatest privilege of my life.
Foreword. Rodney Gypsy Smith once said, "There are five Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Christian. But most people never read the first four." Rodney Smith was born on the 31st of March 1860 in a tent woven from branches of hazel and willow deep in Epping Forest on the northeastern perimeter of Greater London. His family was Romany. They lived in a traditional horse-drawn wagon and eked a living as they traversed England selling basketry and tin. Rodney never read the Bible as a boy. He was totally uneducated. But at the age of 16, his father became a Christian during one of his frequent spells in prison. The total transformation in his father's life was undoubtedly the first gospel Rodney Smith ever read, and it convinced him to surrender his own life to Jesus. The following year, at the age of 17, Rodney met William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, who immediately recruited him as an evangelist. From that moment, and for the next 70 years, he preached the gospel relentlessly, learning to read the Bible for himself so that he could teach it to others. Rodney Smith led tens of thousands to Christ and was honored by King George VI with an MBE. His powerful witness was the fifth gospel for countless people long before they ever got around to reading the other four. This book, All Things New, is about the story of God, the one written down in the Bible, and the one lived out in our lives. It's about understanding the vast meta-narrative of God's purposes from Genesis to Revelation, so that we can take our place within its micro-narrative today. It's appropriate, therefore, that Pete Hughes is both a brilliant thinker and a ballsy practitioner who understands God's story in the Bible and applies himself daily to its unfolding narrative in the world. On one hand, Pete studies God's word diligently, intelligently, and with personal integrity, seeking to, as it says in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?